It's a beautiful day in Tampa Bay for a throwback Thursday, March 7th, 2019. The only 3-7-2-0-19 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose.
On purpose.
With a purpose.
To give a great Thursday.
Give a great throwback.
Great throwback.
It is kind of a throwback because we're back on. We're very happy to report that.
So happy.
Yes, indeed. And it is also a throwback because in the Hitting Home Media Group studios of Glenn Klein Online, we didn't really do the official greetings, you beautiful humans.
Do you want to jump into that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein.
And Owen Pratt.
Welcome online, Glenn Klein Online, for another excursion into organized fun with a purpose. So it is a throwback because we have in studio.
From downtown.
Yes, from downtown West Palm, if you will. The very lovely and talented director of client relations for Hitting Home Media Group. Speaking of the Hitting Home Media Group studio, Mr. Andrew Vig. Andrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're looking great.
Feeling great.
Yeah, that's good to have you along. We are going to be talking about media marketing today. It's so critical in 2019. I know a lot of you beautiful humans just are blown away by the possibilities and by the thoughts of advertising on the internet, on social media. But happy to report that our company here, Hitting Home Media, is expert in this field, and you don't have to do anything but talk to them, and they will help you guide any product, any service, target marketing to exactly the audience that will respond. You're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you see how it works. There's a reason that those ads are popping up on your algorithm, because there is big O such a thing as an algorithm.
There is, and there is a reason that when you see that and they think, oh, how do they know that I spoke about this 3 days ago? We know, ladies and gentlemen, right? We know what you're looking at.
People get so freaked out by that. I mean, it is weird. I mean, sometimes you'll be watching a television commercial and it'll show up on Facebook because they're connected. Mm-hmm. By the way, everything's connected, folks.
All data.
See, we can say anything we want right now. We're on the internet. It's like the Wild West.
Mm, that's a good analogy.
Yes, we can say motherfucker, cocksucker if we want. And not that we want to, but we could if we wanted to.
Right.
And look, nobody shut us down. This is the milieu that your company or organization's in the middle of. This is the deal. I want to give you a little bit of background of how this all happened. I met Owen Pratt, who is the CEO of Hitting Home, about, I don't know, 7-8 months ago, maybe?
Just about.
We were both volunteering for the same charity, and we worked on a couple of little projects together long distance. And then the housing situation for Owen changed, and I wanted to, frankly, start doing this podcast and our other show, which you have heard of, called Sex in the Pews, which can be heard at sexinthepews.com. I had a passion for doing a show about healthy human sexuality and the historic ill effects of religion. And I'm very well versed in that, given my background, on a human healthy sexual psyche. And so that's what we do on Sex in the Pews. It's a lot of fun. It's more organized fun with a purpose. But I also have this desire to have a long form podcast that we could talk about anything we're interested in.
Right.
And Owen has got a wide wealth of knowledge and information and a desire to know. And so the concept was, because he's so technically savvy, to come up here, set up the studio, and then I would barter with him coaching.
Right.
Which was initially a 30-day arrangement.
A little boot camp situation.
Yeah, exactly right. It was boot camp. Mm-hmm. And it was like a cramming for a test, if you will. And so, but during the course of that process, we learned that there was a lot, even though our ages are quite different, there's a big disparity, but you're frankly wiser, and I wouldn't say an old soul, but there's you lean that way, and clearly I'm still about 14 in my emotional level, so.
I was going to say you have a charisma about you was a verbiage I was going to use.
Thanks, Big O. Yeah. I appreciate that. So what we decided to do is to form a company together. And Owen would move from West Palm to Tampa. And we would have basically a three-legged stool, with the umbrella organization being Glow Enterprises, LLC, Glenn and Owen, GLOW. And the three legs of the stool are Hitting Home, the media marketing group, my coaching practice, Coach Glenn Klein, which you can read about at coachglennklein.com, and Sex and the Pews, mm-hmm. and Glenn Klein Online Podcast. So those, there's a communication company.
Right.
And the reason this is a throwback Thursday is because you go back with Andrew quite a ways, mm-hmm. and he was in on the foundation.
Yeah, he's a co-founder.
Yeah, of Hitting Home. How did you guys meet, Andrew? How did you and Owen meet?
Well, when I was deciding to move down to West Palm, I wanted to play music. So I was searching Craigslist, and found one of the members of Owen's band. And through him, we had met through the music. And that didn't pan out as well as we wanted it to. But I remember the first night that we met, we were jamming, and the music we made was really good.
What instrument do you play?
I play drums.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we know Owen is a very accomplished guitar player.
You should see him
and
play
and pianist,
that.
Apparently, too. We learned that recently.
Yeah, he's a big pianist. You should see Owen live. The last time I saw him, there was smoke machines all around him, and he rocked. Owen, you are a rock star already. I don't know if you know this, but you already are. But anyway, after we had been playing music, we decided to go outside, take a break, and we took a walk. And on that walk, I remember realizing that we shared a vision for our life, like something deep. And we just spent a long time talking about that and sharing what that vision was and kind of getting vulnerable with each other. We're feel like we've gotten close. But that night, kind of, I feel that current from that same night that's why I'm here, because we share that same vision. I want to go where Owen wants to go, and he wants to go where I want to go. So
that's awesome.
It's important to me.
That's Andrew Vig. He's the director of client relations for Hitting Home Media Group. My background is also communications. I started in radio when I was 14. I got my degree in radio, television, and film mm-hmm. at the University of Wisconsin. But I decided to go into the summer camp business. And I bought my boyhood summer camp, Camp Menominee, when I was 24, 4 days after I turned 24. And my wife, Dawn, and I, we got married at the camp that previous October. That was our business. And one of the things about running a resident summer camp, it's in Eagle River, Wisconsin, which is in the Northwoods, beautiful, very cold right now. I'm glad I'm not there right now. Although it's fun for like a weekend, you know, during the winter, it's kind of fun. Do a little snowmobiling, a little cross-country skiing, a little ice fishing, and then you're freezing.
What's that?
You're freezing your tuchus off, and then it's time to get the hell back to Florida. What did you say?
I said, what's that?
You cut a hole in the ice, and you fish on the lake, frozen lakes. They have
something
like...
Something I've never done.
They have like condos on the ice. I mean, it's unbelievable what they do in these shanties, these ice shanties.
Would you recommend ice fishing?
No. to your yes or no question, but a lot of people do it and they enjoy it. It's just something to do because it gets fucking boring and cold and just miserable up there. But in the summer, it's the best place on the planet to be, and that's where we were for the summer camp. Running a business like a summer camp encompasses everything.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, we had a radio station at the camp. It's marketing, it's psychology, it is athletics, it's so many different things. And so that equipped me to do eventually what I'm doing now, which is full-time life coaching and broadcasting, communicating what I see as truth and as effective techniques in order to move one's life forward. You say, are you a financial advisor, Glenn? Hell no. That's how we say it in the South. Hell no. But I know good ones are good ones who are great financial advisors, and that's we turn you on to them. At camp, we had a staff of 70. We had about 200 boys at a time, and a staff. It was like a little town. I mean, there's our small towns in the United States, America, that are much smaller than Camp Menominee or similar resident camps around the United States. We had a medical staff, we had a food staff, we had a maintenance staff, we had a waterfront staff. And even though I couldn't teach most of the activities, and certainly I was no doctor or, as Owen has seen from time to time, really pretty piss poor in the kitchen. I knew talent, and so did Dawn. And so we had the best staff in the country. Now, there is such a thing as a first place tie, But we were the best at everything eventually. We were the first camp with a website. We were the first camp with a video. I know that's
good,
hard to
it was a good video too, directed by
That was the last one you saw. You should have seen the first one. Oh my God, was it awful. But it was video. Mm-hmm. In those days, you'd have to go into people's homes and you'd have to ask them, do you have a VCR in your house? And then you had Beta or VCR. So you didn't know what. Then I had to have two machines, and I would bring it in and have to dial in the VCR to the channel. It was unbelievable. But before that, camps had films and they had slide presentation. So we were on the cutting edge of this. Fast forward now into the summer of 2018, and I meet this guy named Owen Pratt, and he starts telling me about a guy named Gary V. And because my tendency is to be on the cutting edge, that's just my personality. I don't necessarily take pride in it, but I do accept it. Like, for example, the perspective we promote on Sex in the Pews, I would call that cutting edge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely edgy.
Cut some edges, all right.
Yeah, it's definitely edgy, for sure. We understand that. That's my persona. And so it's Owen's, too. Yes, he is a rock star, Andrew. There's no doubt about it. And embrace it. Whatever you are, beautiful humans, embrace it. Just be authentically you. People can smell a fake a mile away. And fakes are unattractive. Phony is baloney. It's just an awful cold cut. And you just don't want to be phony. Be yourself, even if you screw up, even if you piss people off. Now, do I want to have people like me? Do I want to piss people off? Yes and no. Of course I want people to like me. But I learned at camp, people say, oh, you're so intimidating. So I tried to be less intimidating. I got more intimidating. Once I accepted myself, well, you know, I go in smiling. I'm a very good listener. But for whatever reason, my energy is intimidating. Once I accepted it, I was less intimidating. Bizarre. So Owen is Gary V. I'm like, Gary V, enough with the fucking Gary V. Jesus, dude. But one morning I was up very early. And I was on my computer, and there was a video of Gary Vee that Owen had sent me. And I was in love with this guy immediately.
Was it the F-bombs he was dropping?
this guy gave a presentation, which some of the things we'll be sharing about on the show today, the real keys to being successful in internet marketing. And he's dropping F-bombs left and right, and he's very clear. I'm a very clear communicator, and I need very clear communications. That's why I talk the way I do. And the people that communicate very clearly with me, they know that they're going to get my attention. And Gary Vee is a very clear communicator and a tremendous use of the F word. Tremendous. So he gives a very clear message for an hour. I watched the whole thing. And then he took questions from the audience. And I think it was the second kid it was in England, that particular seminar. He's all over the world, this guy. If you haven't heard of him, you will soon. Some kid gets up and asks him, I heard what you said. He said, but if you had to say, like, what are the top three things that I should do for my business, for internet marketing?
I heard what you said, but
yeah,
what should I do?
Right. Gary Vee said, I could not believe what came out of this guy's pie hole. He said, do you know how bad I want to come down there and punch you in your fucking face? And everybody cracked up. He goes, how could you sit there for an hour and listen to what I just said, and then that's the question you ask? So that's direct communication. I mean, that's about as direct and in your face as it gets. So when Owen and I met later on in that day, I said, dude, I'm on board. It's logical. It makes sense. It's cheap as hell right now. It is so underpriced.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be.
Right.
Now, I don't motivate and teach and speak the way Gary Vee does. I mean, we have similar language issues or affinities. But I'm very positive, and Gary Vee is not. He motivates.
A fatalist, if
he,
you will.
He motivates with dread and fear. And I don't respond to that, but I just kind of, you know what? I learned a long time ago that information are like cherries. Do you like a cherry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You like some, get some cherries in your mouth, Andrew?
Yeah.
Delicious, right? Juicy, tasty, sweet.
Can you tie a cherry stem with your tongue? You ever heard that?
The answer to your yes or no question is yes. I have a very talented tongue, and it's I can do a cherry stem, especially if it's a long enough stem. The shorter ones are more difficult, of course they are. But in any case, cherries are juicy and tasty and sweet, but they also have pits in them. So you wouldn't not have a cherry because there's a pit in it. You would benefit from eating the cherry with a sweetness in your mouth and the juice and the skin. There's so much good. And then you spit out the pit. Mm-hmm. When you're listening to people like Owen and me, there's things you're going to like and benefit from. If something feels pity to you, spit it out. And just benefit from the sweetness and the nutrition value of the information. Information is like food, you guys. Our brains need nourishment. We know that men and women who are continually learning throughout their life have less incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's. Keep learning. So that aspect of Gary Vee's presentation, it was a pit. I just spit it out and benefited tremendously.
Yeah.
And this, frankly, is our strategy for marketing the podcast. Right. And marketing Hitting Home and marketing Coach Glenn Klein Online. Coach Glenn Klein. This is Glenn Klein Online. So many websites, so many names, so much creativity to move our thing forward. The bottom line is this, as we get into the more of the detail. You can do this for any product, service, or organization. It works 100% of the time. It's just a question of how well it works. There's a lot of information we need. And Big O, when you have somebody that is interested in hitting home and interested in, frankly, profiting their business, what's the process they go through? How do you approach, once you have a meeting with somebody and they're mm-hmm. interested, then what happens? What can they expect?
I literally just get to know people, because for me to know what you're trying to do, and not just on a business sense, but why you're trying to do what you do, and why you want to make X amount of dollars, and to figure out what's going to, even down to the motivational drivers of understanding that you want to send your kids to private school. It's helpful and useful information in crafting a strategy that makes sense for someone based on their business, based upon our expertise in the industry that can just shortcut you from where you are to where you want to be through the digital landscape.
How did you... Because you are a rock and roll star, and you are a musician, and you're an athlete. There's so many, you know, components to Theodore Owen Pratt. Why and how did you decide to focus in on helping people move along their organizations or their businesses?
A lot of where I'm at is based on the mentors and people I've surrounded myself with. But the reason that I've done that and learned to do that and want to do that and recognize it as a benefit to me selfishly is because I want to be a rock star. Playing in bands my whole life, I have always been fascinated in the business aspect. That's just been a natural tendency for me, the marketing aspect. I remember when I was 14, you know, making a graphic on Microsoft Paint on the PC and the desktop, and have always done stuff like that for the bands I've been in. So once it got to a point where the last band I was in that Andy was briefly a part of, where we were really professionally operating this thing in a way where we could scale it and market it digitally, it occurred to me that through Gary Vee that I could make something of this, and this is a valuable thing that I'm learning how to do that I can also do for other people and help out my friends who are entrepreneurs and have their own businesses and be able to see more of the things that I like and enjoy and the products and services that I enjoy in the world and help out really amazing people that are trying to make a difference.
How important is to be in a business that you are assisting people in realizing their own goals, whether they want to be a rock star, or if they want to retire at a certain age, or they want to send their kids to college, or whatever the hell?
That may be more for me. Like, I'm guilty, but I love seeing people fulfill their deepest desires and be able to become more of themselves, be able to provide them with more freedom of action and clarity with who they are and where they want to be, and help them see that play out in their own lives.
Andy, what is your academic background? Where'd you go to college? What'd you study?
I went to Buffalo State in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, baby. What's the Buffalo State nickname?
Honestly, I don't... Oh, the Bengals, I think.
The Buffalo State Bengals. Buffalo.
Yeah, It should be the icicles, because the school was actually built with blueprints for a school meant for Arizona. So it's supposed to lose heat. It's actually the coldest place in Buffalo.
That's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I agree.
The school was designed to be in Arizona, but they built it in
Buffalo. Yeah, it was like blueprints for a school to be built in Arizona. So designed for Arizona. Arizona is a desert.
Really?
It is like 100 degrees. You can get over 100 degrees easily. So these buildings are meant to lose heat. Now, when it's 0 degrees and it's losing heat, it's like a wind tunnel.
That is awful.
Parking is also a problem. Like many,
and don't go to Buffalo State.
Let me just say I enjoyed my time there.
What did you study?
I studied English and Spanish.
Oh, me bend.
Muy bien.
My knee bends.
My knee bends, yeah. That's,
How do you say my knee bends in Spanish?
So we all had an issue with the Spanish instructor.
Lack of a gospel influence.
Let's just say I leaned more towards the English.
How do you say my knee bends in English?
I don't know how to say. Oh, my knee bends in English?
Yeah.
My knee bends.
Nice. Andrew Weig from downtown, the director of client relations for Hitting Home Media Group. Ironically and coincidentally, we are in the Hitting Home Media Group studios here in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. This is Glenn Klein online. If you had to break it down, CEO of said company, Owen Pratt, what are people not doing on Facebook and Instagram and social media marketing, and what should they be doing?
It's a great question.
That's why I get the big bucks, Big O.
And it's going to take a little bit of explaining, because there's a million things that people aren't doing. And bringing it back to all the way from downtown, the Wild West metaphor that you made earlier, that's really what it's like. It's the Wild West. The gates have just been unleashed on this new territory of the internet in the past 20 years, which has been probably the biggest revolution since the invention of the printing press. Because now people, you don't need to know how to read to be able to receive information from anyone all over the world. So that's the power of this whole internet thing is. The Wild West metaphor, the internet's a great equalizer. You no longer need the record label as a band. You don't need venture capital funding as a company. You could start a business, a multi-million dollar business from your laptop in your living room. And people have done it all across the board and run these things as single owners and operators.
One of the things that business owners don't do on the internet is not be on the internet. Especially, I know that sounds crazy. So many people are small business owners. Most businesses are small businesses. They're too busy.
Yeah.
You got to hire somebody. I used to
hire me.
Do Facebook, just Facebook, just daily posts and some editing and some other things for $100 a month. I said you can afford $3.33 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is make money on me. But I had a bunch of clients. And I remember when Facebook first came out, and because I'm a communicator and I love networking and connecting with people. And then, of course, I'm finding all my old high school buddies and shit like that. I remember where I was sitting when I typed out, God, I wish I could make a living on Facebook. Because people spend a lot of time on Facebook. They waste a lot of time on Facebook. And time is money.
That's literally what I do.
And then I figured out how to make money on Facebook. It's a beautiful thing. So first of all, the first thing you need to be doing is being on Instagram, being on Facebook, being on some other platforms. And then the question is how often and how much money you spend. How do you help somebody figure that out?
Well, it really depends on, because I know people are strict with time and money. Those are the two things that people drive most people's decisions. So, and both are limited resources. So really knowing the psychology of the platforms, that's one of our great understandings of is the psychological reasons that people visit each of the platforms they do, from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. And then knowing what you're trying to do and where your time and money is going to be best spent on each of those platforms. Google AdWords, for every dollar spent on Google Ads, businesses on average across the board make $2. It's got 100% profit return. But you got to know that your product or service is one that makes sense to run ads for on Google. So it's these little things spread across an entire landscape of business that is how we've been successful.
Relatively recently, what they call SEO, search engine optimization, was huge. Mm-hmm. It's not so important anymore.
It's gotten more expensive is what happened.
And I heard recently from a pretty well-placed internet person that they were like, you don't need a website anymore. I was like, well, you probably should have a website. Just like you need to have a shipping address still.
Right.
And some people even have hard lines for phones. You don't have to, but you know they come in handy sometime. Mm-hmm. At the Hitting Home Media Group Studios, we have satellite television, and we also have cable mm-hmm. because sometimes the satellite goes out. So it's nice to have the options. But the bottom line is there was a time, and you probably still need a website too, but there was a time that people didn't have websites. Well, now we're in the time, and websites are relatively inexpensive to do. GoDaddy or whoever, depending on what your URL wants to be, you get for a couple bucks. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Then, shockingly, there are certain names that people have bought just as it's free market. They buy them, and then if you want that name, you got to buy it from them. And then you're in the old good. It's the Wild West, though. Mm-hmm. There's no regulation. Mm-hmm. It's not like buying a house or buying a car and all the different papers you got to fill out and all that shit. God, I hate that shit. And so I love this medium and this internet and the freedom and being part of the so-called Wild West. But people, you've got to be on the social media platforms. Got to be. If you want to be successful. And one of Hitting Home's biggest clients, Andrew, you actually introduced to Owen. And when they hired you guys, think about this, beautiful humans. They were getting an ROI, a return on dollar spent, RODS, is it?
ROAS, return on ad spend. It's dollars spent on Facebook. They all had spent over in their 4.5 years of existence, had spent somewhere in the ballpark of $5.2 million on Facebook ads.
And they were not happy with their ROI of 3-1.
Right.
That's why they fired. How did you say, listen, I know you're getting 3-1. Or how did you say, I think I got a guy, my partner, that can do better than that?
More was asking them the questions and seeing where they're at, seeing that that's their issue. That's kind of where the conversation
starts. So it was relational initially more than...
Yeah, because really you got to know what's going on before you tell them I can do anything about it.
So what does this company do exactly?
It's a breathable nootropic, something really interesting, something that's hot and trending lately. Nootropics, super interesting topic. And basically it enhances your cognitive function.
Well, and describe the product and how it works.
So it's like a vape pen. Right. Most people have seen those, but it's essential oils. So most vape have issues because there's chemicals that you don't want in your body in the vape. And with this company, they use essential oils, natural things that you're okay with having in your body. And it's
they're actually beneficial things.
Yes, yeah. So healthy, healthful, a nootropic thing instead of just like getting your nicotine fix or an alternative to cigarettes, which is like questionable how good of an alternative vapes are. So this is something different. I wouldn't even call it a vape, but it looks like a vape. Use it like a vape, and it's healthy version. So upgraded version of that.
And that's been a really, it's been such a, I feel like, a positive and healthy relationship between us, because, and especially you, because of your expertise in the area of nootropics and health. That's one of your specialties, is health and wellness, especially holistically. And so it was a really natural relationship that formed and synergy between Hitting Home and what we value as a company and this company that we're working with now.
So what was your appeal to this company that was doing well, just not well enough? What was your appeal for Hitting Home, and what was the previous marketer digitally for them not doing right?
They had just built their company on the back of Facebook ads to millions, like multi-million dollar company built on the back of Facebook ads. And that's the power It was our, you know, a mutual friend's dad's little gadget that he was making in his spare time. And they just were a couple buddies that knew what they were doing on Facebook ads. And even hobbyists can make money on Facebook ads. But then they turned it into a multi-million dollar company, really started upgrading, taking it seriously, did tremendously well for themselves. But the issue that they were having was they knew that they could do better. They had been doing better, and which trends have a lot to do with this, but they were just looking for something more and also looking to outsource the efforts. They didn't want to do it in-house anymore, and so we're looking for someone to send it to. They were having issues in-house with whoever was running it. So they knew one of the connections that we had to that company through Andy was able to connect us as Hitting Home Media and start the conversation with where they were at and where they were trying to go, and made sense.
Some of this stuff is just well timed. We're dealing with another company right now that is also looking to replace their social media effort. What was the convincing factor for this particular up and coming brand to go with Hitting Home?
Yours truly. just our understanding of and the articulation of, I tell you what, the thing with the digital marketing is the trackability, the predictability, and the reliability, the ability to use the data to test, number one, to make sure that the campaigns are actually work before you actually spend any real money on them, before you just blindly place a billboard for $2,000 and don't get any return on it because no one looks at billboards anymore anyway.
That's the biggest part, isn't it? It is industry research.
Right.
I mean, and that's what we do
and
the best.
Facebook is the biggest data holder in the world next to Google. Facebook and Google are two of the biggest, have more data on humanity than there's ever been data on anybody ever before, ever, which is both scary but exciting
just,
for a marketer.
It's just what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just the era that we live in. And that's what Hitting Home, Beautiful Humans, is expert at. They know how to target market, mm-hmm. and how does that work? And by the way, if you need convincing more than what we're saying right now, and Owen and Andrew are saying, after a conversation with Andrew or Owen, just Google YouTube search Gary V. He took his parents' $2 million liquor business, and by doing this is
on
years
the back
ago.
Of Google AdWords and a YouTube show that he started. He was the first YouTuber to do a show longer than 10 minutes. And it was a wine tasting show. And he built his family's liquor business into a $60 million a year company in revenue in the course of a couple of years, from 2 to 60, just on the back of the internet. And he started a show in the upstairs room at the local New Jersey liquor store that his parents were running, that he was working for.
Our staff behind the scenes are expert at finding your audience and getting the information that needs to be gotten in order to make a sale. Now, I really, you know, salesmen get a raw break. They really do. They have a reputation. And I maintain everything is sales. And I also, in one of my motivational talks, talk about how somebody who's selling cars, you know, used cars. I'll even use used cars because, like, a used car salesman, you know, it's just, it's an awful thing. No, I make the case that this used car salesman cured cancer. And if you are a used car salesman, or you're selling something like a product or a service, and you're putting food on the table for your family, you're providing a roof over their heads, this is a very positive thing. You're helping other beautiful humans, even if they're related to you. They're beautiful humans too. But the used car salesman cured cancer, because here's what happened. His parents were immigrants. He never went to college, but he worked his ass off. And he started out as a mechanic. Then he started selling cars on the side. And then he developed a used car lot that did pretty well, but he was a middle-class man. But he had a daughter who was particularly drawn towards academics. And he saved his money, and he got the prepaid Florida college thing where you can sign up when your kids are born, and then it's a set fee no matter how much college costs at 18. And by the time his daughter was ready to go to college and graduated with honors from high school, she had her college paid for. And then she did so outstanding and was so drawn to the medical field, especially research, and got such outstanding marks that she actually got a scholarship for her master's program. And then she succeeded in all that and started doing some research assistance and was so outstanding that she got a full ride for her doctorate. And then she went into research. And her specialty was lymphoma. And she was so good at what she did, eventually she finds a cure for that awful cancer of the lymph nodes because her dad was a used car salesman.
Wow.
Boom.
Pretty cool story.
Yeah. I just made it up, but but it's plausible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you want to help people, don't think that what you're selling has some less value than being a philanthropist or being a doctor or being a physician, which is also a doctor, or being a police officer or being in the military, you know, things that we nurse, with things that we first responders.
A teacher,
yes, exactly. A camp director. A host of a podcast about sex and religion. No, don't ever belittle yourself in your effort. But you got to be able to sell yourself in order to be successful. I don't care what you're doing. If you're a teacher, you need to sell yourself to your students and your faculty, your colleagues, in order to have the maximum impact that you can have. Well, you know, you may be a great used car salesman, owner of a used car lot. You might be great at selling the classic example of widgets, but you know you are not an expert on social media marketing. Hitting home and Owen Pratt and Andrew Weig are. I recognize that. I know talent. I've known talent since I was a camp director. You would be silly not to call Theodore Owen Pratt at
561-339-2088. Would love to have a conversation with you, just get to know you, hear what you're trying to do. Here you go. Whether you're just starting out as a mommy blogger that's baking cookies and wants to start a website or a blog or small scale, what we really do well at is with companies that see the value in what we do and recognize that this is, if you don't do this, you're dead in business. Pretty, it's a little blunt, but that's really the
if you want to fart around, you want to limp along and make whatever you're making now to this other company, a 3-to-1 ad return on dollars spent was not acceptable to them. They made
right.
$50 million
out
of
five to one.
Yeah, and that's why they hired Owen and Andrew and Hitting Home Media Group. Phone number again, please.
561-339-2088. I'll sit down, have a free consultation with you, and we'll go through exactly where you're at, what you're trying to do, what your goals are, what you've done, what you've tried, what you want to try, what I think you should try, what I know you should try, and we'll come up with a plan that works for you.
And if you don't have anything to write with or you can't enter it on your phone right now, just remember glennkleinonline.com. You can contact Owen. You can see Owen.
I'm on Instagram, too. If you want to reach out to me at Owen in the Pews, feel free to do that any way you want to reach me.
That is awesome. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Owen, thank you for everything you're doing for Glow Enterprises, LLC. And Andrew, appreciate the visit in the Hitting Home Media Group studios. Big O, what shit did we learn today?
I didn't write any shit down.
We learned that sometimes Owen forgets to write shit that we learned down so we can have a good segment. Andrew Weig, what shit did you learn today?
I love things that rhyme.
Yes.
Phony is baloney. That's going to stick with me.
Yeah, phony is definitely baloney.
You know what's baloney is how baloney is spelled. You know, there's a G in there.
Yeah.
There's not really, I don't think there's I's in there. There's O's.
Bologna.
Bologna. Phony. And phony is phony. PH.
But why is a PH? Why do we have the P? Come on, English major.
I
get a little closer to the microphone here at the end.
Languages is something I'm passionate about. I just love learning them.
Yes.
I've been trying to learn. To connect with people and our success.
And why you're the director of client relations.
And I've learned that a lot of other languages have rules that make sense.
Yes.
English is not one of those.
No, it's just ridiculous.
No.
Bologna is not phonetic.
Yeah. But bologna is Italian, so I don't know what they're doing there. I think they normally make sense, but
bologna.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the Oscar Mayer ad about bologna?
This is going to lead into a sex joke.
They would spell it out. And bologna is my sandwich. Yeah. It's B-O-L-A-G-N-A. Whatever the hell it was.
S-O-C-S-E. Yeah,
that's Oscar Mayer, baby. Oh, it used to be a Wisconsin company. Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Let me sell your stuff, people. I'm going to sell it amazing. I know what I'm doing. I've studied economics and psychology, the reason I studied them was because I had a natural affinity and inclination towards them and could skip class and still get an A, and they were just fascinating subjects to me about what makes people tick, what makes them make decisions, particularly in a marketplace setting, and I am fascinated with this whole internet stuff, and I want to learn how to do it better than anyone so that I can market a band and be a rock star selfishly, but also get to know your product and your service and why you're passionate about what you're doing and why you do it and see more of that in the world, both for you and your own personal goals, but because a lot of the stuff that's coming out now are really freaking cool. And he's a big, largely passionate on things like electric vehicles. So if you own an electric vehicle company, let us do your marketing.
The shit that I learned today is that according to Andrew Weig, Owen's already a rock star. Which I will say, but I want to assure the potential clients of Hitting Home that even if you do start playing music, you will still service their company, correct?
So, apparently, if I go on 2-week trips and in my absence, the thing still stays running.
Well, if you have good support mechanism, which apparently you did and do. We want to thank you, beautiful humans, for logging on. Please tell your friends about it. GlennKleinOnline.com. You can email me at any time if you got any coaching questions or if you want to contact Hitting Home through that. It's just coach@glennkleinonline.com. Don't forget our show, Sex in the Pews, which airs and logs on, I should say, on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, typically GKO, Glenn Klein Online, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we love you. We appreciate your time. And until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online.
Owen Pratt Online.
Andrew Weig.
Saying, Shalom, everybody.
Boom.